your hospital garment. We'll stash the rest inside the red Camaro secret compartment. Even the deepest wounds will heal over time. I'll run my fingers over your scars and yours over mine. And they'll never find us if we turn off our phones. We're off the grid, we're off our meds, we're finally out on our own. Now I see color coming back in your cheeks. Angel, don't fight it to them, you know we'll always be free. Stretching the one.
Music right there from an iconic band that is both musically and visually outrageous with the garage punk that they make. It is New York City's very own Yeahs with their song Cheated Hearts. That comes from the band's sophomore album Show Your Bones. In the middle, it is the fierce and frenetic trans rocker Ezra Furman, Ms. Ezra Furman, with the song Suck the Blood from My Wound, the second song this hour that includes the word wound in its title. I am not going for a theme here, folks. That particular track comes from Ezra Furman's album Trans Angelic Exodus. Concert review, quickly, I will talk about this. I had an opportunity 3 weeks ago. My husband and I got a chance to catch Ezra Furman when she toured through the Detroit area. This is a musician, I think it was my third or fourth time seeing Ezra perform. This time I felt like Ezra was on fire. While there is so much happening that can scare and terrorize trans people, in America, in the world, Ezra Furman made point of bringing light to it, but also talking about that we need joy to combat all of the darkness. And all that joy and that fierce rock energy made its way into her show. So with that, our Girly So Groovy listeners in Vancouver, you're still in luck. Ezra Furman is touring your way later in August. August 12th, you can catch Ezra Furman at the Hollywood Theater. Highly recommend going if you want to support trans artists like Ezra Furman. Kicking off the set, we had music out of Madrid. It is Heinz with their latest album, Viva Heinz. We heard the song Superstar. Okay, the clock is ticking. Let's do this. It's Feist right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Wide. still crumble at my name. You still crumble.
When toxic masculinity's got you down and you just want to stomp and clap and dance it all away, well, then you have tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Music right there from Montreal indie rockers Private Lives. They return with their sophomore album, Salt of the Earth. We heard the track Dealer's Choice, the track that opens the full album. In the middle, it is another fantastic Montreal band, Stars. The song is called Bitches in Tokyo. That comes from the band's album In Our Bedroom After the War. And then kicking things off, it is singer-songwriter Feist with I Feel It All. That comes from Feist's third album, The Reminder. Well, friends, I'm looking at the clock. There is not much time left here. We need to wrap up this episode of Girly So Groovy. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years, I cannot say thank you enough. Girly So Groovy celebrated a birthday just last week. We turned 24 years old. It was 24 years ago. My friend Dan and I walked into CJAM 99.1 FM on the campus of the University of Windsor to see if we could start a show. And lo and behold, they had confidence in us even when we did not. And 24 years later, here I am still bringing you Girly So Groovy. A huge thank you to CJAM for taking a chance on us. To all of our syndicated stations, we are now featured on 20 stations across Canada, coast to coast in Canada, and down south in the United States. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But more importantly, thank you to you, the listener, you who get that every week this is a 2-hour mixtape to celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. Okay, listen, friends, programming note, after celebrating that 24-year mark, oh girl, I am tired. That means this is Girly So Groovy Incorporated's plant shutdown, taking a 3-week break. More music will be coming your way the week of August 24th. Until then, stay in touch with the show. Find us online, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Or Instagram at GSG Radio, or Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Let's wrap this up. I think we'll wrap up the full 2 hours with Vancouver indie rock duo Yesterday's Man. They released a self-titled album that we have featured here a few times on the program. I think this time I'm going to leave you with the track Keep It Here With Me from Yesterday's Man. If you like what you hear, they are on Bandcamp again. Thank you. The show is nothing, nothing without you. Over the next few weeks, while I find time to relax, I want you to keep this with you. The world might be a crazy place. Whatever you see online, just remember, you are stronger than that. You are more dynamic than that. Here's Yesterday's Man here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
This is Bird Note. Canyons, whether large or small, can host a spectacular variety of birds. Consider Swakane Canyon in central Washington state. It cuts west from the Columbia River into the Etiot Mountains for 9 miles while gaining nearly 3,000 feet. Steep slopes wall in the canyon floor, several hundred yards wide. The lower canyon is dry and sparsely vegetated. But as we trek upward, we see that gains in elevation bring abundant changes in plant life, creating varied habitats. A slender creek runs through the canyon, nurturing shrubs like blue elderberry. The plant provides nesting cover for bullocks, orioles, and other birds in summer, and masses of tiny fruit to migrating birds in September. A few miles up the canyon, we find stands of ponderosa pines, home to western tanagers. Climbing farther, we come upon groves of aspens and dense willow thickets, then grassy meadows interspersed with beaver ponds. Near the top of the canyon, accompanied by the song of a hermit thrush, we enter the shade of tall firs. Each successive habitat embraces a new mix of birds and other wildlife. In this canyon, nature creates a masterpiece, lovely to behold and so rich in variety. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.